This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news. The headlines first. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres will pay courtesy call on President Ramchandra Podol in Azerbaijan today. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli awards degree to graduates at Karnali Academy of Health Sciences first graduation ceremony. And Israeli strikes in Mount Lebanon villages kill at least 23 people. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podol, who is leading a high-level Nepali delegation for the 29th Conference of the Parties, COP29, of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, is hosting a high-level session on behalf of Nepal today. In the session, addressing climate-induced loss and damage in mountainous region, Nepal would draw attention of the global community towards various climate agenda. In his address to the COP29 summit on Tuesday, President Podol called for the global community to internalize the reality that the protection of the mountains is the protection of the earth. In the meeting with the President of Maldives, Mohamed Meju, on Tuesday, President Podol said developing countries like Nepal and the Maldives, which have been hit hard by climate change, should ramp up bilateral collaboration on the issue and reciprocate in climate negotiations. This time, Nepal has participated in the World Leaders Climate Action Summit under the leadership of President Podol. Similarly, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is scheduled to pay a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Podol today. Influential leaders working in the field of climate change in most countries of the world, including presidents or vice presidents of 40 countries and prime ministers of 35 countries, are participating in the conference for discussions and global cooperation. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has officially inaugurated the newly constructed academic building at the Karnali Academy of Health Sciences in Jumla. Prime Minister Oli, who arrived in Jumla today to attend the institute's first convocation ceremony and Senate meeting, formally inaugurated the new academic building. Immediately following the inauguration, the Senate meeting commenced, and after the meeting ended, 58 students from the Karnali Academy of Health Sciences were awarded degrees by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli in the institute's first ever graduation ceremony. Of the graduates, 38 received BPS degree, 13 received MBBS degree, and 7 other received postgraduate degrees in various specialities, including MD in anesthesia and pediatrics. The ceremony was attended by the Prime Minister, the Health Minister, and the institution's leaders, who congratulated the graduates. Karnali Academy of Health Sciences has finally acquired its own well-equipped educational building, as it has been operating out of rented spaces until now. The institute offers a range of undergraduate and postgraduate programs with over 100 professors. The new academic building includes separate residential quarters, one building for 25 senior professors and another for 25 junior professors. This development is expected to help retain professors in Jumla and significantly spread good education there. The chairperson of the CPN Maoist Center, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, has directed the party's leaders and activists to engage in a self-reflection process and actively participate in the upcoming by-election. Chairperson Dahal gave this directive while addressing a candidate announcement event for the local-level by-election in Kathmandu's Kritipur municipality, scheduled for the 1st of December. During his speech, Chairman Dahal emphasized that the CPN Maoist Center is a distinct force compared to other political parties. Chair Dahal reminded party members that when in power, the Maoists have consistently carried out transformative work. Chair Dahal pointed out that the recent campaigns launched by the party in favor of good governance, social justice and prosperity were historic, and the people have recognized these efforts. During the same event, the CPN Maoist Center also announced candidates for the upcoming local level by-election in Kirtipur. The German government has decided to extend assistance for the reconstruction of Dhulikhel drinking water project, which was damaged by the disaster 2 months back. According to Dhulikhel municipality mayor Ashok Bianju, the German embassy in Nepal is offering ₹14.4 million via its aid agency GIZ to reconstruct the damaged water supply system. During a recent meeting with Dhulikhel municipality mayor, German ambassador to Nepal, Dr. Thomas Prince, has vowed to provide monetary support to the municipality so that it would be able to reconstruct the damaged drinking water project. The amount would be released immediately after a bilateral agreement on assistance. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. At least 14 people have been confirmed killed and many more missing and presumed dead after a bus crashed into the Indus River in northern Pakistan. According to authorities, the driver lost control of the vehicle when traveling at a high speed in the Gilgit-Baltistan region on Tuesday. The Al Jazeera reports that the bus was carrying around 2 dozen people, member of a wedding procession. The number of fatalities has not been confirmed, with some reports placing the figure as high as 26 people. According to the Pakistani news outlet Dawn, rescue crews have already recovered 13 bodies from the river, while 12 passengers remain missing and are presumed to have not survived the accident due to freezing temperatures in the area. The bride survived the accident and was taken to hospital but later succumbed to her injuries. At least 23 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on 2 houses in central Lebanon where displaced families were reportedly living. The Lebanese Health Ministry says 15 people, mostly women and children, were killed in Jounieh and 8 others were killed near Beljmeh. According to the BBC, both villages are in the Mount Lebanon region and outside areas where the armed group Hezbollah has a strong presence. The Israeli military said it was looking into the strikes, which came after it hit what it said were a number of Hezbollah targets in Beirut's southern suburbs. Meanwhile, 2 people were killed by Hezbollah rocket fire in the northern Israeli town of Nahariya. It came a day after Israel's defense minister ruled out a ceasefire with Hezbollah until its war goals were met. Several airlines have cancelled flights between Australia and Bali due to dangerous ash clouds from a volcano near the Indonesian Holiday Island. Qantas, Jetstar and Virgin Australia advised passengers of the disruptions on Wednesday, saying the ash from Mount Lewotaobi Laki Laki made it unsafe to fly. According to the BBC, the volcano spewed a 9-kilometer ash column into the sky over the weekend, 1 week after a major eruption killed 10 people. Australia's Bureau of Meteorology has also warned that the volcanic ash might drift to parts of the country's north on Wednesday. Ukrainian authorities issued air raids alert covering the entire country on Wednesday as the Ukrainian president's chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, warned of a missile attack on the capital. According to the Agence France-Presse, Ukrainian president's chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, informed that Russian President Vladimir Putin has planned to launch a missile attack on Kyiv. Ukraine's Air Force warned earlier Wednesday that a missile had entered the country's airspace and was headed for the capital city. The attack comes after a week of relentless strikes, including one on the hometown of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, that killed a 32-year-old mother and her 3 children. Over the weekend, Moscow and Kyiv launched record overnight drones attack on each other. Ukrainian President Zelensky has warned that Russia has prepared a force of some 50,000 troops, including North Korean fighters, to expel Ukrainian forces from the Russian region of Kerch. Now on to a sports update. Nepal is set to play its final match in the ongoing ICC U19 Women T20 World Cup Asia qualifier today in the United Arab Emirates. The match will take place at the 7th Stadium in United Arab Emirates at 3:15 p.m. Nepali time, where Nepal will face the host team, UAE. This match is Nepal's 6th and final game of the qualifier. Nepal has won 4 out of the 5 matches played so far with 1 loss. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of hilly region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. There are chances of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. At present, there is partial influence of westerly as well as local winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres will pay courtesy call on President Ramchandra Podil in Azerbaijan today. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli award degrees to graduates at Karnali Academy of Health Sciences first graduation ceremony. And Israeli strikes in Mount Lebanon villages kill at least 23 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.